I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Like most scientists, vertebrate paleontologists seldom feel that they know enough. For many scientists, though, it's a matter of having sufficient time and resources to run an experiment X number of times more. With fossil people, it's often, this is what you have, and this is all you're going to have. Live with it. For example, take a specimen from El Paso, reputedly found about 20 feet below the surface during excavations for the construction of Bowie High School. It consists of the front part of a skull of a bovid, the family of animals that includes cattle, sheep, and musk oxen, among others. Now, for most groups of mammals, this part would be plenty adequate for identification to species. Among bovids, though, the missing horn cores, the bony projection from the skull that extends into the horns, are necessary. Skull proportions do show, though, that cattle and bison are not represented in this case. Where are we, then? We can guess it's between shrub ox or woodland musk ox, both extinct, but we'll never know for sure. I'm Florence Schwein.